Welcome to Soft Suave Tech Junction, a podcast that is dedicated to familiarizing the business minds with software development and answering all your IT doubts. I'm Krish, and today we're talking about how to develop a mobile app from scratch, a sweeping guide. Let's get started. We are in the phase of more progressive gen. We can create mobile apps using AI. You can customize it whenever you want without coding, but still not as effective as how mobile app development companies make it. The best way to develop a mobile app is that we need to consider building it using humans rather than AI. For a better understanding and flexibility than machine data. Because coding is not the only thing to focus on in building an app. We cannot miss out on AI inside the apps though. Anyway, how to create an app? Obviously, there are many ways. We will show the easiest way to build a mobile app. Whoever is reading this, what's the reason you need to own an app? I mean, why should you need an app? Market demand. If you ask for yourself in a more considerate manner, it depends on your need and position. But that's not what the question is. It's all about what you benefit from create a mobile app for yourself or your business. How do you want it to influence your business? Have you ever consulted app development experts? Or you just had an idea and learned how to build an app? Whatever the purpose, you are here reading this blog to understand how to build a mobile app. There are enormous benefits to owning an app for yourself or any business or commercial purposes. Here are some interesting benefits of building a mobile app. Benefits of building your mobile app, what do you think? I know these benefits tempt you to learn how to create an app, then you don't need to hesitate and start the process. Here comes the next question: what is the best way to create an app? You can find many technical and non-technical ways to develop an app, and there are many app building platforms available these days. But if you ask me, the long-term app development company. Best way to make an app is to go for a mobile app development company. It's always the best choice to let the experts handle it. Also, it's you who should be involved in the entire process because of the app requirements, goals, and market plans. So, you get the desired benefit from owning an app, choosing the right platform for your app. This is one of the important phases. Because the platform you choose to make your app available for the audience should be your business target audience too. For example, if you choose the iOS platform for your app, your target audience is Indians who are highly Android users. Then it's a loss for you. If your audience is US people, then the iOS app is likely to get more benefits for you. But if you want to cover your target audience regardless of the operating system, you can choose cross-platform mobile app development. The best cross-platform technologies are React Native, Xamarin, Flutter, and Ionic. You can choose the frameworks based on your requirement in app development. Even though you have to consider the above things mainly, you also need to decide on these two. Let's make some scribbles into a fruitful brand asset. Steps to build an app from scratch. Before you get to learn how to build a mobile app, you need to make sure you have a feasible app idea. Strategy phase, ideation and goals. With millions of apps available, this step might seem daunting. You don't have to come up with an entirely original idea. There are a lot of great apps that are variations of existing ideas. Like clone apps. They are popular these days for commercial-focused businesses such as taxi booking apps, grocery apps, food delivery apps, etc. This kind of app development lessens pre-progress, which makes it the easiest way to make an app. Can your app give a solution to existing problems? You ensure that your app solves a problem, no matter the idea. You need to make sure someone else isn't already doing what you want. To differentiate your concept from the competition, you will need to come up with differentiators. Not every idea needs to be an invention or a new concept. Simply, ask yourself, why should your app even exist? If you can answer it, nevertheless of existing app services, then it's a dope start for developing your app. Research phase. Find out the market needs. Why should anyone use your app out of others? What does the audience expect? What are the problems they face currently? Can your app solve those issues and how? What kind of features or app service is currently trending in your sector, and can your app be the upgraded version of it? When creating an app, the biggest task is whether your app has market standards, solves the user problems, and gives out the advancement and flex tasks. Try to understand and answer the above questions. You might get an idea. And this process never gonna cost you anything more. But the impact will be unexpectedly stronger. Here are some ideas that would help you during your research, surveys, interview candidates, focus groups, competitor research, sneak a peek. But don't copy, try to improve the customer experience. Using your existing customers as a resource for this research is an option if your app extends your current business. If the app is for a new idea, you'll need to tie in with prospective users that fit your target audience. Structuring phase, decide your app features, so it's the UX and UI. The thing is, you can fantasize about creating an app however you want. But is it practically and technically possible? Does it help your users? Is it necessary? Demanding nature for the real world? There's a solution to find out its practical possibilities and preview your mobile app's features and nature. Before that, you need to understand the purpose of UX/UI. This task is whether your app has market standards, solves the user problems, and gives out the advancement and flex tasks. Try to understand and answer the above questions. You might get an idea. And this process never gonna cost you anything more. But the impact will be unexpectedly stronger. Here are some ideas that would help you during your research, surveys, interview candidates, focus groups, competitor research, sneak a peek. But don't copy, try to improve the customer experience. Using your existing customers as a resource for this research is an option if your app extends your current business. If the app is for a new idea, you'll need to tie in with prospective users that fit your target audience. Structuring phase, decide your app features, so it's the UX and UI. The thing is, you can fantasize about creating an app however you want. But is it practically and technically possible? Does it help your users? Is it necessary? Demanding nature for the real world? There's a solution to find out its practical possibilities and preview your mobile app's features and nature. Before that, you need to understand the purpose of UX/UI. Providing seamless and effortless user experiences is the goal of app design. User experience design for mobile apps focuses on creating an interactive, intuitive, and user-friendly experience. The UI design of your app will help with early adoption, but it must have an intuitive user experience to keep users engaged. Wow! I hope I have covered everything you are looking for. Want to develop mobile app? Get back to us anytime. And there's always more. Our next topic is design phase, process of making an idea into reality. Stay tuned.